Yeah, we're holding the Daf Samech Tes Yemer Aleph, you know, 10 lines down. Yomer Rosheshes, Rosheshes like this. Omer Rosheshes, Omer Rabbi Yomer Yobarabo, Omer Rav, Nida Shefrisha Betaira, Bishlishi Shalo. Let's say the third day, she was Mafresh Betaira. After she saw for 3 days, then she made Hefzik Taira. So Lachri is Sefrosa Leminyan Shibas Nakiyim. She could start counting now for the Zayin Nakiyim. So more is the question, what's going on here? Nida, if she was a Nida, Pashid, you mean she saw, or she became a Nida the first day, like? If so, Sviru Lomala, what does she have to count for? The Loch in Midiraisa is, when she becomes a Nida, she's telling me automatically for the next 7 days, whether she sees or not, and after that she can go to the Mikvah, if she stops seeing. So what do you have to have Zayin Nakiyim for, 7 clean days? Elara the Ema like this, Zova, in the case the Nisha was a Zova, means during the Yud Aleph Yom, the 11 days between one Nidus and another Nidus, she saw 3 days straight. And then Shefrisha B'tayra B'shlishi Shalo. On the third day that she saw the third day, like before Bein HaShemashos, she made a B'dikah, she made a Hefzik Taira, she started to count. So Lochri Sefrosa L'minyan Zayinikim. He held to say that that day, the third day itself, is like the first day of the Zayinikim. As if to say, Mixas Yom Kukula. Even though she saw Dam in the morning, but since she stopped like in the afternoon and she made a bedikah then, so the last part of the day that she did not see, that's enough to count part of the Zayin Nakiyim. So that's called like Mixas and Kula, Mixas of that day is considered like the first day of Nakiyim. That's what we thought Rav meant to say. Yes, and more answers back, Omalei Rosheshes, Rosheshes said back, Rabbi Yimiyot, Rabbi Yimiyot, Baraba. Rav Kukusoy Omer Lishmaite? Is it Rav? Is it true that Rav would say something like that? Because that's what the Kusoyim hold. That they say, the Amri, they say that Yom Shepasekas Boy, the day that even though she saw in the morning, but if she stops seeing in the afternoon, so Frost Laminyan Zayin, that day, as Mixas Hayom, is included in the first day of the Zayin Akiyim. The Kusoy say that, but we do not hold like that. Like Rashi said, that's the Gemara we had before. In Perek B'nais Kusim. But we held no, that the first day of the Zayin Nakiyim, we do not say, Mixas Yom Kukuloi. It has to be a complete clean day. And here, Lechura wasn't a complete clean day, since she saw the third day in the morning. So that day cannot be the first day of the Zayin Nakiyim. So how could Rav say something like this? So where it says, the Yarmulah, they're the ones that say what Yom Shabbat Sekhah is supposed to mean Zayin. So more says, no. Kikoma Rav, when did Rav mean to say that after she's a Zova she could start counting the Zayin Nakiyim? Rav meant to say Labar Mishlishi, excluding the third day. Means that day that she saw the third day, that cannot be included. But if she stops seeing that day, she makes Hefzik Taira, and the next day is the first day of the Zayin Nakiyim. So where's the Kashu? So Bar Mishlishi Pshita? For sure? That's Poshit. So what does Rav come to teach us? Someone says, yes, Letzvicha, the Chiddush of Rav is Letzvicha, Kogoyin de Loibotko ad Shvi. The Chiddush is like this, that true, on the third day, in the before Ben Hashmashos, she made a Hefzik Taira, she saw she was Torah. But then tomorrow, the first day of the Zayin Nakiyim, she did not make a Bedika. Until the seventh day, that's the first day she made a Bedika. And the Chiddush is that that's good for the Zayin Nakiyim. And therefore, the Chiddush of Rav is, for Yashmin and Hossam, before Rav's Chiddush was, if she makes a b'dika on the first day, that's good even though she doesn't make a b'dika on the seventh day. For Yochir, the Chiddush is the opposite. For Yochir, Kamash, we learn that Soifon, that if she makes a b'dika on the seventh day, even though the first 6 days she did not make a b'dika, also was good. And the Chiddush is, because otherwise, Ma, the same, I would have thought to say, Chiloson, Apopishain, Soifon. True, the beginning is good, even though there's no siphon. Why? Who the Amrinan? Why? Because since she made a b'dika on the first day and she was tor, so that's it. She's machzor to be tor now. Alvul siphon, but if she only made a b'dika on the seventh day, not on the first 6 days, alfa pi shen chiloson loy maybe would not help because she's not like becheskas to be tor. Is kamash mulan? Yes, still is good. And the pshat is because still she made a hefsek tara. That Ben Hashmashos, she made a bedika, so she was the cheskas to be Torah, even though the first day she did not check herself, still is good. Furthermore, it's not true. When Rovin came, Omri said like this, that Moser Rav Yisrael Rav Chanina Toya. This is going to ask the question from Aloch of a Toya. A din of a Toya, again, is an Isha that forgot when she saw Dam. She knows she saw, but she doesn't know when. For Lo Yadana, when he says, Ravin says, Rav Yisrael says, that Lo Yadana Matthew, I do not know what he's asking, what his question was. But what do you mean to ask from this Loch of Toya? The Kaimlum, we heard like this. Shvua Kama, the first week that this Isha comes in front of us, she says she saw, but she's not sure when she saw. That's called the Toya. It's like Rashi says, in the part of the boys who were duking by the camera was also here, I was on see. Yeah. Shua Kamo, the Yosla Kamon, so the first wish she comes to us is Blelusa Matvinullah. We tell her she has to be tevil every night. Of course, we're going now, it's mitzvah bizmano. It's tefillah bizmano is a mitzvah. So every night we have to be afraid, maybe this is the night that she's finished being a nida. Maybe she saw 7 days ago. And tonight's the night she's supposed to go to the mikvah. So every night this week we tell her to go to the mikvah. So that's called b'lelosu matvinullah. But b'yamom malo matvinullah. But the first week by day we do not tell her to go to the mikvah. Why? Because it's because even as Sasha says she was a Zavra, and the Locher Zavra, after she counts Zainikim, she goes to the mikvah on the seventh day, but here, since she did not count Zainikim, it's no good. Now the question is why? V'yisagadah didn't tell me, the way Rav says, that you do not have to make a bedika during the 7 days. That loy binis rum lefanenu, you do not have to make a bedika in front of us, just the last day she comes and she makes the bedika, that's enough. If so, b'yamom anam in atulinu. Every day of this week, by day, we should tell her to make a bedik and go to the mikvah. Because maybe today is the seventh day of a Zainikim. And midiraisa, she goes to the mikvah b'yoyim. So, why don't we tell her to go to the mikvah every day this week? The Chodah b'yirayah to say that for the Zainikim, we have to see clearly that she counted every day. And here that we don't know if she counted, we don't tell her to go to the mikvah. It's not like Rav that says a bedik on the seventh day helps. Here it's mashmi, you have to have a bedikah every day of the 7 days. Smur says, no. Do me and maybe you led this zochra b'zoivi. Maybe the case was she gave birth to a zochra and she was a zov then. V'yobdullah sefurin. And maybe she made sefurin. Mean to say that the first 7 days she's told me anyway b'teras a zav, b'teras a yoledis, and then maybe she made the seven akim. This is all part of the kash. Like if you hold that you do not need sfurim lefanenu, so this whole first week also should be toibul every day. But maybe she was the eledis zocha b'zayvi, for you have the less sfurim, and maybe now the day she comes now is the end of a zayinikim. So even though we didn't see a count, we're saying according to Rabbi, you don't have to make a bedik every day. Elolav, isn't it a proof from over here? Elolav shemamino that being in sfurim lefanenu, know that the loch of zayinikim is every day she has to make a bedikah. And therefore, this first week, since she did not make a bedikah last week, we did not tell her to go to the mikvah. Smur says, no. For lav miyu kimna krevakiva, didn't we say this mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva anyway? To yom that he holds binyan srula fanenu enech naimi, this mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva shrita, that he holds the zayin nikiyim needs a bedikah every day. But maybe the rabbanon argue on Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara says, in minot term, how do you know to say the rabbanon how do you know to say this, Takam, that Rabbanon arguing Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbanon, you do not need Zainikim, and you do not need Sfurim, you do not need a Bedik every day? The Tanan learn like this, or the Tanya, Toy Yishar Manishra comes to us and tells us, Yoy Mecha Tami Risi, she knows for sure that she saw one day Dam, but she doesn't know when. The Locher is Matvilo Noisa Test Tvilus. We make every type of now Tvilo Bizman and Mitzvah 9 times. Zayin the Nida, every night this week, maybe it's the end of a Zayin Yomim of a Nida, we tell her to go to the mikvah. Or trailers even, two times by day, we tell her to go to the mikvah. Why? Because maybe when she saw, like yesterday, it was during the Yud Aleph Yomim. During the 11 days, Alokhar is, if she sees today, she has to wait till tomorrow, keep one day B'tayr, and go to the mikvah tomorrow. Therefore, we have let her go to mikvah 2 days, today and tomorrow. Because maybe she saw yesterday, and therefore today is the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. Or maybe she saw today before she came to us, and therefore she has to wait till tomorrow and go to the mikvah tomorrow. So therefore, this lady, we tell her to go 9 times to the mikvah. What's going to be if she says, Bein HaShemoshes Tamei Risi? She says, and I saw once Bein HaShemoshes. So Len Aloch Riz Matvil Noisa Yidal Tfilis. She's a Bein HaShemoshes Tamei Risi. So Aloch Riz Matvil Noisa Yidal Tfilis. Then we say she has to go to the mikvah 11 times. Again, the same thing, 7 for the Nidus. And then here, Lechura, it's 4 times for the Zavis. The first question, why? Yud Aleph, Ma'ed B'Ratayv, how do you have 11 tefillahs? It's almost like this. Omar Rav Yirmi Midifta, the case is, Kegoyin Sheboyes Lefaneinu Bein HaShemoshes. That not only she says she saw Bein HaShemoshes, and she doesn't know when, which day, but she also came to us right now, Bein HaShemoshes. And therefore, it's like this. Vavina Vo Timna Lenida. We're told to be Toivel 8 times for the Nida. Like right now, we have to be afraid maybe it's Suffolk, it's Laila. So we're told to go to the mikveh right now. But also a chashash that maybe she first saw a Bein HaShemoshes now, and that was called Yoim. So she still has to go to the mikveh 7 more times, 7 more nights. So that's how Tilchus Nida, she goes to the mikveh the next 8 nights. Tonight and the next 7. Utlosa Leziva. And she has to go 3 times with her Leziva, the Grash explains, like, maybe she has to go to the mikveh right now, it's Bein HaShemoshes, maybe it's still called Yoim, and maybe she saw yesterday. She has to go to the mikveh tomorrow, because maybe what she saw Bein HaShemoshes, it was, she saw yesterday. maybe Bein HaShemoshes was yesterday. Then maybe she saw right now Bein HaShemoshes in the day, so she has to go tomorrow. And then maybe she saw right now before she came to us also Bein HaShemoshes, that maybe it's called Laila. Another thought to say she saw at night time now, since she can't go to the mikveh tomorrow, but the next day. Therefore, Asveika, she has to go right now, tomorrow, and the next day, but terrorist is Din Ziva, then maybe she's a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. What's going to be, she says, Larisa Kolik, I did not see at all. So, Matvil Noisa Tesla Tulis. Then we have to go to the mikveh 15 times. So, it doesn't make any sense. If she didn't see at all, why should she go to the mikveh? Omar Rav says, the Chura, Haidina, this type of a din, the Laidina Daini Begalchi, that people don't die in, don't pass in, is like these Dayonim and Galchi. What it means like this, it's a funny din. The Yistu there in Galchi, they make up laws like this, that the Yistle, to Rasamir has an ox, Leroy Chadyom Yoni, has to pasture 1 day. But the less Leitura, people don't have oxes, Leroy Troyomil, they make hard laws, don't make any sense. If you don't have an ox, then they'll make your plate, make your plow 2 days. It's very hard. Yisrami le Yasma, if they get together a Yasma, means a kid that doesn't have a parent, of not father. Bara Melosa, she's the daughter of an Amona, the mother is only the mother, not the father. So Yovele Ture, they give him an ox, they give her an ox, and also Nechsad, and they take away all the property from her. Omulu, the East Lutura Lishko Chad Moshe, a person has an ox, gets 1 portion. The last letter, someone doesn't have an ox, Lishko Trey Moshka takes 2 portions. Amrilo, like, my high the comrade, what are you talking about? Lechura, like, Omalu, Soiv Dina Ketchilas Dina. Chilas Dina Lav Man, the last lay Odif. The one that doesn't have is better off. Tchura Soiv Dina also Nami. Man, the last lay Odif, the one that doesn't have anything, is better off. So here, Hokanam is saying to me, yes, also. O Mahecha, the Omer Isi. Sagi lo, when she says she saw, it's enough to say either with 9 tefillahs, or else like Yudal tefillahs, 11 tefillahs. Sayichi de komru e, when she says Larisa, I did not see it all. Boy, you chomish esrei tuz, you have to have 15 tefillahs. It doesn't make any sense. Like, what kind of svar is this? So Rashi says the case was that ozlo yasa means shloi hoyu loy shor for kaful lirois pei moisa beis yamim. If she didn't have a shor altogether, they made her work 2 days. Nichsad, then they gave her one and shocked, and they made a shechita. So Kisa, they made the laws just the opposite. That somebody that had an ox worked less, and somebody did not have an ox had to work more. It doesn't make any sense. Here also, Nisha says she saw, she only has to go 9 times. And if she says she didn't see, she has to go 15 times. It doesn't make any sense. What are you talking about? The Gemara means rather, the case is a lame, I say like this rather. Elaine Hochi, Roisi, she saw Dam, but Vien Yedeye Kam Risi, she not saw how many days she saw. And also, Ibiyame Nidarisi, Ibiyame Ziba, she not saw whether she saw when she was in Edom or when she was a Zava. So, therefore, so this, Mabul Mesa Tesla of Trilis, we make a Vitoyvo 15 times. It's like this, I saw you come on Biyamam, she comes to us by daytime, is Yavin in La Shevla Nida. We tell, listen, the next 7 nights you have to go to the mikvah. Because maybe you saw any one of the last week ended like your nidus. I mean, any one of the day of the last week started your nidus. So if any night of this week is the end of your nidus, so these next 7 nights you have to go to the mikvah after suffering nida. And then for Timna, we give her 8 times to go to the mikvah, Liziva, by day for her zava. Like maybe she saw 3 times in a row when she came a zava. So make her go to the mikvah right now, and the next 7 days also she goes to the mikvah. What's going to be, Rashi says, the Timna Liziva, b'Shabbos Gufa, Asoi Matzvil, soon she comes and makes her go to the mikvah. Shema maybe Shpesh Yom Ruasa B'Yomai Zoiv, for Hayom, and today is the end of the Zayinikim. Because maybe the day that she came to us was the 3rd day that she saw. So kids, for the next 8 days, she has to go to the mikvah. That's why you have 15 tefillahs. What's going to be asoy kumambele lusla? She came in front of us at night time. Then the din is yavin in law timnilu nida. We give her 8 tefillahs for a nida. If she came to us by night time, so right away this first time we tell her to go to the mikvah. Maybe it's the end. And maybe not, so she has the next 7 nights to go to the mikvah. Vishev l'ziva, the next 7 days, she goes to mikvah, stirs azava. So Mara says, Ziva, why? Tim the boy, should be 8 days also. Like maybe the night she came, she saw tonight still. So tomorrow she can't go to the mikvah. It first starts later. So it should be 8 days also. So Mara says, true. Elu really, idi v'idi, shev l'nidi v'tim l'ziva. In both cases, we only make her go 7 times for nidi and 8 times for the ziva. Belelusa, and by night, she comes in front of us by night time, then it's the opposite. Then it's Timnulni, the boy, why? If she comes to us by night, even this first night also she should go to the mikvah. So really it's 8 times by night to go to the mikvah. So more stuff like this. Ziva de psikale, alfilcha zavom, deloishino, there's no difference, kiyoskamon bimo, she comes in front of us the first time by day. It's included. Like the Ziva, she always has to go for sure 8 times. So therefore, we always say 8 for Zava. By night time, the Leif Sigla, that's not for sure. Because the Chiyosti, she comes upon us by night time, true, then she has to go 8 times tonight. And it's a subject, maybe she's first saw tonight, so she has the next 7 nights to go. But the Yamama, but she comes in front of us by daytime, like your boy Timna. If the Isha first comes by day, so then she only has to go the next 7 nights. So therefore, since there's a time of a Nida, only 7 times to go, like a Choshevle. We don't count more than 7 times. So that's why it's called 15. It's always at least 7 for the Nida, and always 8 for the Izava. Now, that spurim lefaneinu binon, that the law of zaynikim is you have to have bedikas every day. We have to see the bedikas. If so, kolhani tefilas lomali. Why do we make a go every day this week? Because maybe she finished the zaynikim, but she didn't count zaynikim though. The chura tispa zayn. We should tell her first that here make 7 bedikas every day this week, and v'odat tispa. Then she first go to the mikvah. How come we tell every day this week to go to the mikvah? And a lot, isn't it a proof to say, Shmamina, that Rabbonin he, Diyamri, it's the Rabbonin Ataka say, Loibin is Srum Lefaneinu, that Rabbonin Agon Rebbe Kiva, that for Zion Nikim, we do not have to have Srum Lefaneinu. It's enough justice. She makes a bdik on the 7th day, that's enough. So it's a right, the Rabbonin Agon Rebbe Kiva. Nothing more says back, no. O Malay Ravacha, Bered, Rav Yisla, Ravashi, Lav Terutze Kimatatin in law. Aren't you coming to answer this brayso anyway by saying these cases here that she came ben hashmoshes, she came at night time, by daytime? Is Tiras answer and Amel say like this? Be Amos like this? Better she said she doesn't know she saw, and we're answering that means to say she doesn't know how long she saw. So once you answer like this and say, Ema Hochi, that she said like this, Sifarati, Vien Yadas Kama Sifarati. This lady Mamash forgets a lot, and she tells the Rav like this, listen, I counted some days, but I'm not sure how many days I counted. And I'm not sure in B'yemei Nida, if I saw when I was a Nida, Sifarati I counted, V'in B'yemei Ziva Sifarati. That's what she says. She says she doesn't remember anything. She knows she saw a few days, and she's not sure since then whether she made a Svir or not. So she has a doubt, maybe it's true that she got finished seeing like 7 days ago, and the last 7 days maybe she didn't make a Bedika. So because of this suffix, Matvil Nesa Tesvav Tvilis. Is that this? Safarti, V'en Yadas Kama Safarti, Chad Yom Miyu, Yevchid Le Sofra. The Chura, 1 day for sure she counted. So Chura, Chosru La Tfilah, she's missing the Tfilah the first day, because in the Sada says she counted, then the last day she doesn't have to go to the Mikvah then. You can't say she saw today. Like we told her to go to the Mikvah 8 times for Zavon, because maybe she saw today. But if you're telling us that she made a Bedika today, so then she doesn't have to go to the Mikvah the 8th day, so only 7 days. Was rather like this, Elaim, she meant to say like this, Eini Yodash, she does not remember Im Safarti, Im Lo Safarti. That's all part of a Sofik. She knows she saw 3 days in a row. She doesn't know when that happened, whether she's an Ida then or a Zava then, and she also does not know whether she made a Svir or not. It could be she taka counted Zayin Akim with Bedikas ready, and it could be she didn't do it. It could be she mama saw today when she came. So such a lady that forgets everything, that's what we're talking about over here. So such a lady comes, then the Rav tells you, no, it's taka true, there's a suffix maybe taka that you saw. Is it suffix taka maybe that you made Zayin Akim with Bedikas? So therefore we're told to be table every day right now. So it could be, it's not a kash on Rav Kiva, could even go according to Rav Kiva. You hold on 1 second, yes? Yeah, okay. Savarti, yeah. So therefore it could be there's no raya that the Rabbanon argue on Rav Kiva. But I call upon a mashma, that's the lucha, that the Rabbanon do argue on Rav Kiva, and we talk called, you do not have to have Svirum Lefaneinu. So enough of you make the Badika either on the first day or else on the 7th day. It's B'diyevit. Now the Mishnah says, Hazav v'hazova v'hanida v'yaledes v'hamatzora shemesu. Let's say they died. So locher is mitamim b'masa. There's tumas masa upon them. So who Rashi said the Moras Tekash, who every mace has tumas masa. What's the chiddush over here? Every mace is tumas masa. Whoever carries the mace is tamei. So see the Gemara answers what the chiddush here is. But all these people, when they died, there's tumas masa. Achima kabos, until the boss starts to disintegrate right away, and then it's rushes the mahash to every mace vaday. Then it's considered a vaday mace. Shima kabos means the boss starts to right away, but before the boss rots away, then these people still have a tumas masa. We'll still see what it means. Oyvet kichove magoyish mace tor milatame. There's no din tuma a goy. A goy mace is no tumas mace. Even though when he's alive, the Rabbanan gave a din zav, but it's only when he's alive. When he's amazed, there's no tumah. Beshama yermiyim kola noshim meses nidus. All ladies, when they die, they have a din like they're a nido. And we'll still see what that means, that we have to be toivul the kalim, the clothing they wore right before they died. Or they still learn to know a nido le shemeses nido. That din is only if a lady, right before she was amazed, she was a nido, then we say she has tumas nido. And then there's a locha that if you take off her clothing right before she died, so still you have to be tied with those kelim, her dress, to make it Torah. But if an isha was not a nida before she died, there's no din to give her din of a nida, and therefore she's Torah. And the clothing could remain Torah, they took it off before she was mace. So we'll see in the Gemara what the machlokes is. Now the Gemara says, my b'masa, what do you mean to say these people are zava, zava, nidi, lettuce, when they died as tumas masa? If you want to tell me, b'masa mamish, somebody carries them, auto kol mace milam tam b'masa. What the chesh of these people? Anybody that dies, any mace, there's a tum. If you touch the mace, you become tummy. Or if you just carry him without touching him, you become tummy. So what's the chesh of a tumas masa? Whereas ella rather my b'masa. What does it mean to say tumas masa? Which means be'ev mesama. There's a special chesh over here that let's say there's a big stone, and this zav is on top of the stone. So a keli that's underneath the stone really is not holding up the zav, because the stone is. So if there's found be a regular mace on top of the stone, so what's underneath the stone is Torah. There's a special chiddush called the Tumas Ever Mesamam by Yazav Yazav and Idioletis. So that's the chiddush that even though they're mace, still they have the special Tumma to Metama, the things underneath this heavy stone. Like you said, there's a passage that says, for Yisis Evan Chodom, Vesumasa Pum Goiva. They put it on top of the, like a heavy stone, they put it on top. So it is the Dilmokor to make this new type of a Tumma. Rashi says, Loshrin Mesama come forward. Steinu Evan Kvedim is a heavy stone. Hos Le Linach. So Chiddush is even though the Kalim, a hat or a chair, whatever it is, underneath the stone. That chair underneath is not called holding up the mace, because it's too heavy. It's called the stone that's holding it up. So if it's found to be a mace, the chair would be tore. But as these people, Zavizavah, they have a tumas, ever misama. The other Gemara says, the Chur, that tumas only when they're alive. When they're mace, they don't have a din Zavizavah. So why does the Mishnah say, even after they die, they have the tumma? My time, Rav says it's exeratik alochom. That Shemi Yisalef, we're afraid maybe Yisav will just faint. And people think that he's dead, and they won't think there'll be any tumas to Evan Mesama. So therefore, they had to make a Gzeri, even though he's dead, still he has a tumas Evan Mesama. Until the Bosa starts to run away, then everybody knows it's not the Psat, they just fainted, but then everybody knows he's really dead, and then there's no more tumas Evan Mesama. Tony will learn Mishum Reb Leza. Omru, he said, Ad Sheyifka Krisay. How long do we have to wait to say the Zav when his mace has this tumor ever mesama? Until the stomach opens up. But once the stomach opens up, then everybody knows he's a vade mace, and then there's no gzera. So then he's only a din of a mace. So then if after the stomach opens up, now they put this mace on top of a stone, a heavy stone, so we say the kalim underneath the stone remain to her. Then the Mishnah says, Oivik Echovim Shemes. Tani we learned, Omer Revi. Bivnei Ma'omer, why was it said that Ovi Kechovim Shemes Tor, Militam B'masa, why? The Chura, when he's alive, Rabbanan gave him a din Tumas Zav. So when he's dead, he should also have the Tumah like a Zav. Samora says, no, the Fishen Tumasa Mechai Medivri Torah. When a guy is alive, Medirai sees Torah, he has no Tumah. It's Eli Medivri Seifrim. And therefore, Rabbanan only made the Gzeira Tumah, so the Jew should stay away from him. That's only Tumah when he's alive. When he's dead, there's no more Tumah. Turn around like this. Shnei Mosa Dvorim, 12 things, Sholu Anshe Alexandrius Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Chinino, or Ben Chananya, some say. 13 questions, the Anshe Alexandrius Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya. Gimel Divri Chokhmah, 3 things of Chokhmah. Gimel Divri Hagoda. Gimel Divri Bur, Stam Talk. And Gimel Divri Derecheretz about Derecheretz. So let's see, what were these 12 questions? Gimel Divri Chokhmah. They said like this, Azav, Yazav, Yanidav, Yaledis, Yamitzer, Shemesu. When they die, ad mosem etam b'masa. Until how long do they have this tumas masa of ever mesama? They ask the question of the Mishnah. They answer that to the machima kabosa. Until everybody knows that vade meis, their bosa starts to right away. Another question they asked was, bas mushulachas, a daughter that was born from parents that first the husband gave his wife a get, and she remarried to somebody else. And then that second husband died, and then the first husband married her back again. So the first husband is over a lot, machzik rishosai. Once your wife lives with somebody else, you can't remarry her. But he went and remarried her anyway, and they had a daughter. Zlochur is mai lekoyin. Is this daughter allowed to get married to a koyin? Mi amrina, do I say once was kalvachayma? Or ma amon lekoyin godol? Madach a koyin godol gets married to an amona. Sheini surah shomakol, she's not also to the whole world, only to a koyin godol. Still, if they have a kid, b'no pogam, this kid is pogam, a kohen can marry it. Here, so Zushi, Surah Shavakul, here, where the husband remarried his wife after she got married to somebody else, which is also for everybody to do that. Is David in the Nisra to say, she b'no pogam? Isn't the Nisra for sure to say that the b'no should be pogam, to say that the kohen cannot marry the kid? Samar says, no, I do, maybe no. Mal, yamon la kohen godu, she atzma mechalelis. If a kohen godu marries the yamon, that's a psul kuna. And then the lochra is even she, the amona becomes a mechalelis. That even if the kohen gadol dies, she cannot get married to a kohen. Mashenkin here, when the husband remarries back his wife, she's not a kohen, he's not a kohen. So therefore, she doesn't become a mechalelis. So maybe the kid is also not a cholo. So he answered back home. Then they said back to him, true, the pasuk says here by a machzik rishosa, it says, heat to weigh them. That only she is Rasha the Masa Vishosa Ksiv, Kutreva he. So Darshan he, the mother, is doing an Aveira. For Yain Boner to weigh them, but the sons have no din to weigh them, the daughter is Mutta Gemer to a Kain. Another question was, Dabad of Ayn here, that Shnei Mitzorayim, what's going to be if two people that were Mitzorayim? Shenes Aravu Krob and the same Zeb Zeb. The Kabonas got mixed up together. Our Mitzorayim has to be three Kabonas, a Chatis, an Oshim, and a Korbanoilo, and both of them set aside the Kabonas, they got mixed up. The Korov Kabonas Lechemem, the Kohen grew up one set of Kabonas. And then Umeis Lechemem, then one of these two Mitzorayim died. So Shali was of the Mitzorayim that's alive now. Hashem Yimatei Elov, what can we do for this Mitzorah that's alive? Because the Suffolk now, maybe the carbon that was brought was his friend's carbon. And then, and the one that's alive, and so then it'll be good. If then the carbon is alive right now are his carbonists, so they could bring it. But our Suffolk is, don't know, maybe, you have to be afraid. Maybe the carbon here. You have to be afraid. No, maybe these carbonists that are alive right now are his friend's carbonists, and therefore his friend was mace, so carbon can't be brought. So therefore, it's a suffix. What can we do with this mitzvah? A mitzvah can't eat kachem until he brings his carbonists. So now he can't bring this carbon in our suffix because maybe this carbon is his friend's carbon. And if his friend died, a chatash mace can't be brought. So what do we do here? So Amalem, he said back, Kaisa Nechos Lachem, let him write off as Nechosim to somebody else. Heb Yodah became a noni. Or maybe Chat to Sof, you can bring a Chat to Sof, a Bola Sofik. Adi Gosh, and Mashmur, Shal Bashamay. All right, yeah, we'll stop here. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next day.